This is Up North News. I'm Pat Wrightlow. It is Thursday, August 25th. Nice to have you here. And we are joined in this hour by Kate Beaton Felton of Eau Claire, the Eau Claire City Council, and Organizing Director at Citizen Action of Wisconsin. You may recall we talked to Robert Craig from there a couple of weeks back. And we're talking a bit about so-called conversion therapy for children. And so, Kate, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What prompted this was that the city of La Crosse is considering an ordinance that bans conversion therapy for children who may want to change or better embrace their sexual orientation or their gender identity, and the degree to which that freedom, frankly, can be interfered with by others. Now, this is something that the state legislature has taken up and then rejected, and so it's something that has been taken up at the local level. And before we get to what La Crosse is considering, I wanted to talk to Kate because Eau Claire was one of those early adoptees of a local ordinance that bans it. So, Kate, can you give us some background? First off, a bit how that came to your attention and that of city council members. What were you hearing about conversion therapy that prompted you to say that this was a step that you should take?
Yeah, well, I think first and most striking to me is we started to hear some statistics about children and children who identify in the LGBTQ plus community. Nearly half of all children who identify in this community contemplate or attempt suicide, much higher. I think it's like four times higher than a child who does not identify within the LGBTQ community. And we were hearing from advocates within the community that it's because of things that and people and programs that make children feel like they don't belong just because of who they are, and specifically because of programs like conversion therapy. And so I think overall we were hearing that, you know, our kids need in our community need to feel more like they belong. They need to feel like it's okay to be themselves, and that they don't need to try to change themselves or even, you know, try to take their lives if they're not able to change themselves. We were hearing additionally that, not specifically about programs within the city of Eau Claire, but conversion therapy just sort of broadly, that these programs can be certainly emotionally abusive, but in some cases actually physically abusive to children. And they're discredited by every major medical and psychological institution. And so overall, we wanted to really like make the decision that we wanted to be embracing children with the help that they need that is medically proven and protect them from practices of conversion therapy that are known to be harmful.
Yeah, it's something that has been certainly roundly and deservedly criticized by the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, questioning the validity of this so-called conversion therapy, and the concerns that it could harm the physical and psychological well-being of minors. And so, again, we can all only take care of our own, you know, little corner of the sky or of the sandbox. And in this case, in the city of Eau Claire, that ban was taken up in large part, like you said, to protect children and that they deserve better than to be excluded. When you took it up, what was the debate like, and what did it go through rather easily or not?
Yeah, we had an outpouring of support, certainly from folks within the community. This idea that we're protecting children and sometimes a life and death situation, that was really important for the community. We certainly heard some naysayers too, but they were few and far between. And ultimately, the city council passed it very easily. It was an easy decision for our city council at the time, then in 2018.
So based on a public radio, Wisconsin public radio report that I'm looking at, it notes at least 13 Wisconsin cities, including Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee, have enacted bans on conversion therapy since 2018. So in La Crosse, it's being considered, and we have spoken before with La Crosse City Council member Mark Newman back when he was a candidate for Congress. And he has said, a pediatrician, that conversion therapy at its heart is a form of mistreatment of children. If you're exposing them to an intervention that is known not to be helpful and potentially harmful, it should not be happening in our town because we want a safe place for people to live. And so that's what is leading to the consideration in La Crosse. If you mentioned, I missed it. When did Eau Claire debate and adopt its ordinance banning conversion therapy?
Yeah, we passed it in 2018.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in La Crosse, it's come up. And so again, this is not a new situation. But what is new, kind of how we talked about with Kristen Conway in our last hour, assembly candidate from Schofield, is how local politics has become more, you know, political, frankly, more partisan, more ideological. And so now with La Crosse teeing up their proposed ordinance, you have the right-wing Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, known as WIL, for the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, threatening to sue La Crosse unless it drops its proposed ban, claiming that it is basically a restriction on free speech of those who are trying to change a child's, you know, sexual orientation or gender identity. Did those free speech concerns, did they come up? And if so, how were they addressed?
The free speech concerns did not come up when we passed it, because ultimately in the city of Eau Claire, our resolution had two really key parts that I think were important in sort of this legal conversation. The first is that it only applied to minors. And, you know, we do not have free rein to do whatever we want with minors. Like, there are special protections that we have that we must abide by to protect minors. So that's not a new thing. Second is that it only applies to licensed practitioners. So meaning, I think most predominantly meaning this may not apply to like pastors, for example. And so we also have restrictions on what a licensed practitioner can and can't do, right? And so these are not new things. This is irrelevant towards free speech matters, because these are things that we already can restrict. And I did take a look at the La Crosse ordinance, and from what I could tell, that it includes those key parts as well. And so my opinion is that there would be, you know, this ordinance that the La Crosse City Council is considering would hold up, because ours is hold up here in the city of Eau Claire.
Okay. Yes, we do note that it has been looked at a couple of different times, and that the latest version of it specifies that licensed medical or mental health professionals may not engage in conversion therapy, and that potential violators would be referred to the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services. And to come back to a point that you mentioned earlier about whether this is a freedom of speech matter, I just want to go back to something really basic and just make sure that people understand that just because WIL, some other conservative group or any other group, when they start, you know, speaking out against, you know, the First Amendment, the First Amendment is not unlimited. There, you know, we say freedom of speech, but there are reasonable restrictions. The classic one is you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. There's hate speech, and there's other things like that. So the throwing out the speech concern is, I think, always like a first step to protect speech that could, in fact, be rather harmful. And when you get to, you know, the licensed professionals versus counselors and ministers, you know, you're, again, like you said, Kate, there's a pretty, I would dare say, easy case to be made that, you know, licensed professionals are regulated. It certainly does get a little trickier when we are talking about the damage that could be done by counselors, ministers, and others who don't need to be licensed, but, you know, they're experts because they say they are. And I imagine that's something that probably city councils and others have a lot less ability to deal with.
Right. And I, you know, unfortunately, because we don't have a law at the state level banning conversion therapy and these harmful practices against children, that's not something that the city, our cities can do. But I would continue to call upon our state legislature to take steps to protect children against harmful conversion therapy practices.
Kate Beaton-Felton joins us from Eau Claire as we talk about conversion therapy, as it's called, and the efforts at the local level to prohibit it. And so, as she mentioned, the state ban, and I mentioned this again in our last hour, that it was in March of last year that, as I look at an Associated Press story about it, the Wisconsin legislature killed a motion that would ban such conversion therapy. They sent it to committee knowing that it would never come out of committee. And you certainly had all Democrats voting against doing that. Senator Tim Carpenter, one of my former colleagues, an openly gay Democrat from Milwaukee, railed against the bill, the AP report says, saying it will allow therapists to torture gay and transgender youth. He likened the therapy to burning witches. He says, it doesn't work. It's a sham. It's a political talking point to make some people feel good, like Rush Limbaugh. How long do we have to wait to say conversion therapy is wrong? Seems pretty set to me. And Kate, I don't know if there's much we can really add to, you know, what Senator Carpenter is saying about the damage of it.
Yeah, I think it's really poignant to hear from folks in our community, certainly our leaders, but also the people in our communities who identify in this community and potentially have experienced this kind of treatment. And I think we should listen to them when they say it doesn't work and that it's harmful and make sure that we're not doing that to the next generation of children.
So on the other side of the aisle, Mike Mickelson is an aide to State Senator Steve Noss, who co-chairs the legislature's Rules Committee. And he claimed the bill isn't about the merits of conversion therapy. He said that, you know, the state therapy board lacked the authority to ban conversion therapy. And again, we're looking for those technicalities that gave the legislative Republicans a convenient excuse to put something on the shelf. So we have not seen that kind of legislative leadership. So, Kate, to bring this out to a broader level, not just conversion therapy, but this whole notion of how we treat, how we protect, or how we abuse the LGBTQ community. In an election year, there is always this effort to try to, you know, demonize some group or another. And in this case, you know, lately it seems to have been trans kids or trans athletes or things like that. This failure to stand up for banning conversion therapy strikes me as just another way to isolate, separate, and demonize an otherwise vulnerable segment of our population.
Yeah, absolutely. Agree. I think it's become the culturally popular thing to do on the right, unfortunately, and it seems that they're just sort of using little tactics to chip away to continue to build this culture around violence against our neighbors. Mm-hmm. It's unacceptable.
Kate Beaton-Felton joins us from Eau Claire. We are going to take a break. We'll talk a bit more about the efforts to ban conversion therapy, to broaden some minds, to open some hearts, and how we do that while we're in the throes of a very divisive political season, and then how we unify on the back end of that. This is Up North News. We'll be right back.